This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC. Iowa's Radio Maverick, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Good Friday night to you. Welcome to South Central Conference basketball. The Rockets and the Lady D's about to go out in this boy-girl doubleheader. And sitting next to me, courtside here at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont High School, my buddy, my partner in crime, Mr. Pat Powers. Pat, this is a nice-looking Rocket basketball team you guys got here, this Lady Rocket team. You know, I go back 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when these seniors were just freshmen, and they took a little bit of pain coming through, but we knew, you could see that there was talent unfolding, and tonight I get to watch these girls 3 years later.
Yep, the fruits of the labor are starting to come through. These girls like to run. They like to put the pressure on the ball in the defensive end. It's just a matter of putting the ball in the hoop. If they're on their running game, the Rocket girls will have a leg up on the competition. Right now they sit at 3-4 on the year, victories over Pleasantville. That was in a non-conference action. And then, of course, the victory against Davis County earlier for the conference opener. And then they took a victory over Clark, in which young lady Tasha Alexander had a heck of a concussion from that. She missed a couple of games. The girls got out of sync, had a couple of losses after that. And then they were able to just before Christmas break, they lost to Centerville by 1 point, and that was a tough game to take. That was right here at the Rocket Gym.
Well, this is going to be a fun matchup to watch tonight. I think two teams that like to do the same thing. Both teams like the pressure. Both will play tough defense. It'll be who can handle that pressure and make baskets, which has been some of the struggles for this Lady D basketball team throughout the season, is getting the ball to go through the hoop. That's been one of the challenges. When we come back after a brief timeout, Pat Power, Jason Summers will bring you this South Central Conference showcase. The Lady Rockets, Lady D's about to go at it. We'll get the starting lineups when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive on your sports leader, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
It's a sports marathon weekend here on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC. Tonight we started out with this boy-girl doubleheader. We're down here in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. The Rockets. Ladies about to go in this girls' opener tonight. Pat Power sitting next to me. And Pat, you've got the starting lineups as the crowd that's assembling in here, which will be a nice large crowd here. Vocal place. I love these atmospheres. They're going to get to witness two outstanding teams. Give us those starting lineups.
It's going to be a packed house indeed. Mackenzie Griffith will be the starter for the Lady D's, number 21. She's a sophomore. Tegan Bossert is also a sophomore. She's number 23. Kristen Garber, the senior, in the 31 uniform. Brooke Bettis, the junior, number 45, is going to be there in one of the forward post positions. And Katie Dyson, junior, going to wear number 51. That's the Lady D's. Larry Achenbach is the head coach for the Lady D's. And for the hometown Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, they're going to have a senior guard, Emma Tanner, number 12, and then another senior from Blakesburg, Iowa, number 14, Jarrett Jensen, followed by her cousin in the uniform, number 20, Mackenzie Jensen. She's also out of Blakesburg, Iowa, senior as well. Tasha Alexander, the junior out of Cedar, number 24. And then the senior out of Eddyville, Iowa, Chanel Bush, number 32. And they're coached by Tony Fenton. And Coach Tony and Coach Larry, they go way back. They've been battling each other for quite a few years.
And what a friendship they've been able to build over the years. And, with Kurt Johnson going back to when he was coaching, it's been a great rivalry. Coach talks about that. Coach Achenbach talks about it over and over again, how, you know, these coaches throughout the conference really respect each other. They get along, and it makes for some epic battles on the basketball court. But after the game's over, they can turn to being good friends.
You know, and that's the thing about a rivalry like this being close. It's only 12 miles apart. And the people know each other. I know quite a few folks from Albia area, and it's just good to have that battle in this sport and other sports as well.
Absolutely, a showcase, a chance for both schools to show off their kids tonight. The Lady D's and the Rockets will go at it after this timeout. The opening tip-off just moments away. Don't go anywhere.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves, with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
And I'm sitting courtside with the voice of the Rockets. And that's my buddy Pat Powers. Pat, tip off just about the start. We're going to try to do this this old contest relay style. When the Lady D's have the basketball, I'll grab the mic. And when the Rockets have it, I'll push you down and take the mic again.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Sounds like a plan. We've done it in the past. I think we can handle it again. Anna Hazelhoon with the beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And we are just about set for this conference play against the Rockets and the Lady D's. Bettis and Alexander to tip it off. And we're underway. Tip goes to Jared Jensen. She brings it back to Tasha Alexander. On the wing goes Chanel Bush. Off back to Alexander on the left wing. Gets it out to Jared Mackenzie Jensen. She's looking for a pass. Hits Jarrah across the way to Emma Tanner. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Battled for. And Alexander comes out of it for the Rockets.
Great
effort.
Takes
a look
by the
inside. Rockets. Three ball on the way by Bush. Yes! Chanel Bush with a three ball to start it off.
And here comes that pressure by the Rockets. We talked about that in the setup of tonight's ball game. The ladies bring the ball down the right side. Picks up the basketball as Griffin struggled there. To the right corner goes Dyson. Up top, stolen away, and Rockets have it going the other direction.
Good job by Emma Tanner to get into that passing lane there and force that turnover. And Rockets will have it without the Lady D's getting a shot off. Over to Tanner on the side. Now back over to Jensen. In between the circles, Alexander on the baseline over here, passes it to Bush. McKenzie fakes, pushes it to Chanel Bush on the wing, takes a peek at Emma Tanner in between the circles. Tasha Alexander with the dribble, takes a look. Three ball on the way by Bush, no, air ball, and it's battled for and came out of there by the Lady D's.
Now here's a turnover right away. And this is that pressure you talked about. The Rockets relentless with that that pressure. It looks like the Rockets are going to get some shots from outside. Albia fell back in that zone defense. That might play into the Rockets' hand.
Dyson got that rebound for the Lady D's, and then she tried to dribble. It got tied up there. They're going to break this press really quick.
Here's a travel called. Albia broke the press, but as Bosser was going to the basket, took a few extra steps. The ball will go back to the Rockets on the turnover. 3-0, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in the early going.
That basket by Bush in the opening series has been all the scoring so far tonight. Alexander in between the circles now. The Rockets setting up a screen on the far side. Passes it inside to Kenzie Jensen. Pops it back out to Jarrett. Three ball on the way. Good!
Oh, nice.
Jarrett Jensen rings the bell from three.
That Jensen family, a good bunch of athletes, and continue on. Here comes the Lady D's trying to answer. Not able to get on the scoreboard here in the early going. Trailing 6-0, 6:04 to go, opening period. Pressure defense by the Rockets. Garver gets by the defender, goes down low to Dyson, taken away by the Rockets once again. Another turnover, and here comes the Rockets.
Threw a little bit over her head. Mackenzie Jensen was there to grab it. Kenzie with the ball in between the circles, kicks it out to Tanner. Over on the far baseline over there to Alexander. Now back to Jarrett Jensen. The Rockets are on the perimeter of that three-point line.
Yeah.
They try to get it into Bush. She saves it, kicks it back out to Tasha Alexander. She drives the lane, and she gets fouled. That ball almost went in on the layup attempt, but she got hammered, and she'll go to line for two.
You know, what's impressive about that was there was no hesitation. She got the ball out of the three-point circle. She gave a head fake. She went right to the basket, no hesitation, and showed off her athleticism right there.
First shot up and rattles in and out. Tasha, the junior, kind of missing her sister. You know, Tara Alexander was her buddy and pal for the last couple years, but she graduated in May, and she has to take the reins now by herself.
Here comes the Lady D's. Both shots were missed by the Rockets. Albie trying to get on the scoreboard. Here's a pass down low to Dyson. Dyson up off the glass and good. A little pick and roll for the Lady D's. They get up on the board. 5:13 to go, opening period. Albie trails 6-2.
Nice give and go by the Lady D's indeed. Bush inside on the block. Shoots it. No good. Rebound to the Lady D's.
Griffin will push it. Left side it goes. Bossard recovers. Looks inside. Nothing there. And we're going to have a travel.
She pivoted a little bit too much, went around, and then went around again and moved that foot.
Patience. You get that pressure coming by the defense, and you're anticipating it, and you start thinking about the pressure than where your feet are at.
Exactly right. Here comes Alexander. In between the circles, moves it over. Now there's a pick by Jarrett Jensen, and she did a hop herself when she tried to come to the stop. And turned it over to the Lady D's. 4:49 in the first quarter, 6-2 Rockets.
Albie will have to inbound with that pressure by the Rockets. Dyson tries to get in, does so to Griffin. She'll bring up the right side, lose the ball. Out of bounds, they go back to the ladies. Rockets have been providing the pressure. Albie sagged back into their zone defense. Albie likes to play that pressure defense as well. I don't think they feel like they can run with the Rockets tonight, and that's why we're not seeing it. And here's another turnover. This one a little unforced. And now go back to the Rockets here. 4:41 to go. First period, 6-2. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont out in front.
Unforced is right. She had that left lane coming up the floor, and she just threw it to her gal right through her hands. Rockets now in between the circles is Jensen. Over to Bush. Over to Alexander on the baseline. Tries to drive. No. Back out to Emma Tanner on the wing. Mackenzie Jensen trying to fight for that position inside. Here comes Chanel Bush in the lane. Pops it out to Tanner, and she took a walk.
3 seconds.
They called 3 seconds. They were camping in there and had the fire going with the signals going up and down. So, turn the ball over. 6-2, 4:18 left in the first quarter.
Pressure defense again by the Rockets. Griffin will break down the press. To the right corner it goes. That's Krall. Cassie Krall just checked in to the top of the circle back to Griffin. Clark with it. Gets a pick. Tried the pick and roll once again. This time, good recovery by the Rocket defense. The ball go out of bounds, retained by the Lady D's.
Good execution by the Lady D's on that play.
That's one thing they've been able to find some success with. Baskets have been hard to come by for the Lady D's this season. That's one of the struggles coaches talked about. And, of course, we find themselves with only 2 points here in the early going.
Foul on Alexander on that play, and Lady D's will trigger it in underneath the basket.
Griffin with it, gets the inbound pass, dribbles baseline, puts a shot up, a floater down the lane, no good, rebound goes to the Rockets.
Kenzie Jensen clears the glass and gets it up the court to Alexander. She takes it coast to coast, wow. And it got hit on the way up and is out of bounds. Eddyville will trigger it in from there underneath the basket. Bush to trigger it in. Rockets with a diamond formation here on this trigger in. Jared Jensen with the three ball, and it's short. Nobody there to rebound, and Albio is able to get an easy picking on the rebound.
I'll tell you, she's got such a nice-looking shot. You do not want to give her many easy looks.
6-2 is our score here in the first quarter yet. 3:30 left.
Albio struggling to get this offense motion going. Rockets in the zone defense. Ladies trying to recognize that. Cross-court goes to Clark. Clark with it to the baseline. Nothing there. He'll go to the top of the circle. Backside, open three on the way. Clark, long three, leaves it short, out of bounds, back to the Rockets. Albie continues to struggle to find some points.
That thing kind of tickled the speaker hanging from the rafters. She got a heck of an arc on that ball.
There's rainbows that don't go that high.
All right, Rockets with the ball. Emma Tanner in the corner, feeds it into Kenzie Jensen. Turnaround jumper, no. Scrap for the rebound, it's loose ball. Albie gets on the floor and gets tied up there by Alexander. Rockets will have this possession here.
Good hustle by both squads going after the basketball. Brooke Bess will check back in. And she's going to give her teammate Katie Dyson a breather.
Rockets have been pulling the trigger from the three-point land. They haven't been getting inside the paint too much. They tried there with no success. Bush to trigger it in from the right side. Looking, passes it out to Alexander. Into Jerry Jensen on the baseline. Back to Alexander in between the circles. Over to Bush on the left sideline. Inside to Emma Tanner. She whirls and twirls, but she gets fouled.
She gave up a good 4 to 5 inches down low. Got herself in good position, and the entry pass allowed her to get the ball in the spot she could put the shot up, and she'll pick up the foul. Couldn't get the basket to drop, but she'll have some free throws to come.
Second team foul on Albia. First foul on number 53, Jenna McClain. She's able to make that basket. 7-2 is our score. Emma Tanner on the board with 1 point. Toes the line, takes a couple of dribbles. Sets, shoots. No good. In and out. Rattled all around the rim, and out she goes. Rebound by McClain, and here comes the Lady D's.
Clark with it to the right side. It goes Griffin looking inside. Rocket expand that zone out. To the free throw line goes Crawl. Crawl puts it up, leaves it short. Rebound goes to the Rockets. One and done for the Lady D's once again.
Jared Jensen hauls that rebound down. She had point-blank range on that shot in the paint and couldn't get it to go. Inside to Kenzie. She turns, denied, passes it back out. Jared Jensen tries the inside. Emma Tanner from the wing. Yes!
Oh, nice
Emma
shot.
Tanner with a nice shot.
The D's were there to put the hand on the face, but a nice shot there for the Rockets. Here comes Lady D's trailing now by 7. Here's a pass that goes off the leg of Crawl, out of bounds. And once again, the Lady D's find themselves with a turnover.
Early going, Chanel Bush with 3, Emma Tanner with 3 points, and so does Jared Jensen as well for the 9 points. 2 for the Albie. Inside pass, Bush.
Oh, what
she
a beautiful
passes
play.
It to Alexander. Nice assist by Chanel Bush, and Alexander is able to make it in the paint. And Coach Aschenbach has had enough. He's going to call a TO with a buck 42 left.
You know, you'll look at that. You'll see the basket show up on the points. What you won't see is the timing of Alexander stepping that lane at the right time to receive the pass at the right moment. An easy basket for the Rockets. 11-2, your score after the timeout call by the Lady D's. We'll take a breather as well. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the South Central Conference basketball matchup. We'll be right back.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
He may be short, but his voice is big. Back to Jason Summers.
The never-ending picking on the short, fat Summers kid. It's a tough rope, but someone's got to take it. Here comes Lady D's trailing by 9. Rockets have really put the pressure on the Lady D's, and the turnovers have come with that pressure. Clark with it. Out front to Crawl. Crawl open for long three. Shot on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound goes again to the Rockets. One and done. Here's a steal attempt from behind, but the Rockets recover.
Emma Tanner passes it inside to Kinsey. She loses the handle. Back out to Emma Tanner. Goes right through her legs like a grease pig.
You had a nice Christmas break, celebrated down in Florida. Is that correct?
Yep. Took the entire family down in Florida. Spent 8 days down there, first time ever on a big bird, and I handled it like a pro. Went to beaches, saw manatees, dolphins. It was great.
Do the thongs still fit? That's the question.
I will say this. I ate a lot of food, Jason. I ate a lot of food.
46 seconds to go here, opening period. Albie trails by 9. Here's a baseline move by Brooke Bettis. Puts a shot up, and well defended by the Rockets. Again, one and done for Albia. Here comes the Rockets the other way.
Chanel Bush is able to bring that rebound down. Gives it to Alexander in between the circles. Over to Tanner on the wing. Now Jensen along the baseline. And pass into Emma Tanner is a turnover as she was right on the baseline. And a good call by the officiating crew.
Well, Albia's defense has been able to keep this lead down to single digits. Rockets got the lead, but this could be a little wider margin with the lack of offense by the Lady D's.
Less than 15 seconds in the quarter.
Here's a pass down low. Bettis on the block, recovers after losing the ball, puts it up off the glass. Good, strong recovery there, and Albie's back up on the board here. 11-4, 5 seconds to go. Here comes the Rockets.
Very nice job by Bettis. Shot inside. Bush turns, and she's denied at the buzzer. 11-4 is our score after one. From Eddyville Blakesburg, you're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Ladies get the first possession of the second quarter. Here's a long three on the way. No good. Backside rebound, 5-4, and we're going to have a jump ball. And that will give it back to the Rockets. Albia has been limited to one shot on all of its possessions in that first quarter. And that's not too good for an offense that's struggling to make baskets.
You got to hit the glass as much as you can. I realize you don't want the other end, the fast break points, but Rockets have been able to take care of business there on a long shot from Alexander. No good, and the Lady D's come out of there.
One and in for the Rockets that time. Griffin will bring it ahead. Rockets fall back in their 2-3 zone defense. But they extended. They extended all the way out to the three-point line. Here's a shot on the baseline. Brooke Bettis puts it up. No good. Follow-up by Dyson off the glass and good. That's the fourth point tonight for Katie Dyson. And Albia has trimmed the once 9-point lead down to 5.
And you just talked about the no rebound, offensive rebounds. There it was, and easy 2 points for Dyson. She was able to control that, get the inside position and make good on that shot.
There's a baseline Rocket. Shot. Boy, that was a good entry pass there.
Into Tara Jensen. She was putting up the shot, but she got hammered. She'll be in the act of shooting. She'll have two coming. That's the third foul on Albia. First foul on the Garver girl.
It's a nice strong move.
Jared Jensen put the shot up, but good. Jared Jensen on the board after that initial three-pointer. She's got 4 on the night. 12-6 goes the Rockets. And I talked to her about her free throw shooting. I told her to move that left foot back just a skosh more. I'm worried about this shot. Ooh, oh, put her in.
Nothing but
good
net.
Good job, Jared.
Jensen family's got some good basketball genetics, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
They sure do.
13-6 Rockets. Albia trails by 7. The lead was as high as 9. Both teams have had their offensive struggles, but I'm going to give credit to the defense. Both defense on both sides of the court done an outstanding job. Griffin with it, goes baseline, puts a shot up, floater on the way, halfway down, no good. Backside rebound up by Dyson, no good. And here comes the Rockets on the rebound.
Alexander with the ball. She gets caught, cut off. She tries to throw the ball ahead. It's turned back over. Bush takes a look. Now to Sadie Boffer, 3 seconds in the lane. Paige Rett came in on that last time out. Sadie Boffer as well for the Rockets. And I think Paige was setting up camp again in the three-point line, or the lane there.
Lady D's will take the turnover, and they'll come back the other direction. Again, the Rockets stay in that pressing zone defense. As I said, it extends all the way out to the three-point line. We're taking away those passing lanes. So the ladies have had a hard time getting the ball into spots. And here's a foul, I believe.
I think they called an offensive foul on number 51.
Katie tried to get some separation, and when she did, she extended out her free arm, and that'll get the whistle to blow.
That's her second so far, 4 on the Lady D's. Rockets with 1 foul. Here comes Alexander into Tanner on the wing. Inside to Paige Reck, back out to Tanner. She flips it out to Sadie Boffer over here on the wing for Alexander. 3 ball on the way. No. Tanner with a nice offensive rebound. And right there was a foul by Dyson, then number 3.
Yeah, that is not good. Dyson had done a good job. She got behind on the rebound, but certainly had the height advantage. But anytime you lean over the player to block the ball, you're going to get called for the foul. And unfortunately for Albie and for her, that is her third foul because she is a very important part of this Lady D basketball team.
McLean comes back in for her at the 5:37 mark. 14-6 goes the Rockets as Tanner, Emma Tanner, is at the line. Takes a look, shoots it up and good. And Emma Tanner was able to put both of them in. She's got 5 on the night.
Back to the largest lead of the night, 9 for the Rockets, and we have a double dribble, Tegan Bosser.
She saw an opening there and took
yes,
it,
she
but
did.
She touched the ball a couple times there on the hesitation. Rep to trigger it in. Alexander to bring it up for the Rockets, 15-6 into Sadie Boffer. Pass inside to Bush. Bush twirls, and it's blocked by McLean nicely by the Lady D's.
That time, Jenna went straight up and down and forced the shot to go over the top of her hands, and she was there to block it. Here's a pass down low. Bettis gets her position on the block, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound 5-4. McLean comes up with it off the glass. No good. Here comes the Rockets clearing it out and going the other way.
Alexander with the ball brings it up. She had point-blank range on that. Couldn't nail the basket. Reck inside gets it out to Alexander on this wing. Chanel Bush at the top of the key. Inside to Paige Reck. She twirls, whirls. No good. And the Lady D's clear the glass.
Jenna McLean once again there to disrupt the shot. She's been doing a good job off the bench defensively. Here's Bettis with it. Out to the wing it goes. And
oh,
Garver's
going to
take an extra step.
A couple of subs come in. Jared Jensen back in. Cousin Kenzie with her. Out goes Chanel Bush and Paige Reck for the Rockets. 4:32 left in the first half of this girls' contest. 15-6. Goes the Rockets with the score. Alexander bringing it up. talking to Jarrah Jensen a little bit, looking over at the bench, not sure what they want to run. Over to Jarrah, now to Emma. Fires it inside to Kenzie. She takes a dribble and throws it up. No, it doesn't hit anything. And the Lady D's are able to clear.
Albion trails by 9, 4:13 to go here in the first half. Right side it goes, Crawl. Cassie Crawl goes to the corner to McLean. Double team, and she'll go up to the top of the circle. It goes to Clark, left side. Now Bettis on the baseline. Looking, drives baseline, puts up her shot, has it partially blocked, gets her own rebound, spins in the lane, puts it up, off the glass, and it won't fall.
It hit every part of the iron and didn't go in. I think that timeout by Achenbach and plus the quarter change, yeah, I think you put a little fire in the belly of the Lady D girls, and I know Bettis has done a much better job of establishing that position in the low block.
You know, sometimes you just got to get your feet as a player, and anytime you're on the road, you have the extra feel of the game and the emotion, and these teams have been off on the Christmas break, so you know, you would expect a little bit of a transition and getting back into momentum.
That's a good way to put it. This is the first game back. The Rockets last played December 13th, and the Lady D's last played on the 18th of December. Allgood a three ball, and it's good. Shelby Allgood rings it from the three ball.
That is not easy. She'd been on the bench there for a little bit to come off the bench and drain that. That's a heck of a shot.
39% from the three-point line gets her into the game for Coach Fenton.
Albion with its largest deficit of the night, down by 11. Right side it goes. Mackenzie Griffin on the shot, off the back of the iron. Three ball was too strong, and here comes the Rockets once again.
Sadie Boffer with that weak side rebound gives it to Alexander. Thought she dribbled. Jarrah Jensen in the lane, and no good. McLean with a nice rebound for the Lady D's.
Jenna's done a really good job providing that solid presence on the inside. Here's a pass inside to McLean. Cross court goes Clark. Clark open for three. She'll launch it up, shoot it up, leaves it a little bit too long. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch, I believe, by the Rockets.
Kenzie Jensen should have let that puppy go, but instead she tried to get it just off of her fingertips. The Lady D's will trigger it in underneath the hoop.
McLean will get a breather. Excellent job out of her. Here's a pass inside. Bettis puts it up and not able to get the shot to fall, but she's going to the line and she'll have a couple more shots to come.
We just talked about her influence, and they're going to her again and making her get some open looks. Giving her the ball, got to feed the monster.
I'll tell you what, Brooke is an outstanding athlete. A junior, so she'll have another year to hone in those skills. She's got all the athleticism it takes, and she has that fighting spirit that you need to compete at a high level. So I expect her to game just to continue to improve.
Bush comes back in. Jarrah Jensen out. Free throw is good. And the Lady D's slap on the pressure here. Alexander going to try to take it coast to coast. She passes it off to Sadie Boffer. No good. Ball is loose. Corral by Bettis.
Brooke will try to bring it. She'll have a foul on the Rockets. That is their fourth team foul.
Chanel Bush reaching in. You can't reach. They're going to nail you every time. Got to move those feet.
I like the aggressiveness of both these clubs, but the Rockets, you know, that's how you forecasted it, though, buddy. I got to tell you, not going to doubt your crystal ball. Here's a shot on the baseline up by Bettis. No good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds as the Rockets tried to turn and bring it up. Sadie Bauer. Boffer, is it Boffer or Boffer?
Boffer.
Boffer, okay, I don't want to.
She got clipped there on the wing and lost control of the ball. It goes off her leg and out of bounds. Shot by Bettis. Rattles in and out, cleared by the Rockets, and Alexander brings it up, passes it to Boffer on the wing. She looks back to Allgood in between the circles. Alexander, three ball on the way. No good. Battle for the rebound. And they call a loose ball foul on Jensen. Mackenzie Jensen with the foul. I didn't quite see that one.
Yeah, I didn't
but
see that.
They run her up, and now they got 14 fouls. They're tied at 5.
Approaching the 2-minute mark of this first half. Pat Powers, Jason Summers bringing this South Central Conference battle. First of our doubleheader tonight. The girls going out at first. The boys will have the court next.
Love the old-time doubleheaders.
I do. This has been a real smart move by the schools to play all their freshmen JV and varsity contests, same night, same place. It allows all the parents to get to the games, and I think it saves on transportation costs.
Oh, no kidding.
Here's a shot up by Crawl, no good. Rebound again to the Rockets. I think I'm going to have to talk with your AD, Kurt Johnson. I think he's put a lid on this rim down here.
Kenzie Jensen with the turnaround jumper. She is able to ring it from the right side of the lane for her first 2 points. Rockets lead 20-8.
12 points, the largest lead for the Rockets. And a foul going the other way?
Nope, 3 seconds in the lane. I didn't see who was camping out, but he was counting his fingers and toes, and he came up with three. Another turnover will give the Rockets back. Yeah, Alexander with the ball. Gives it to Emma Tanner. She gives it to Allgood on this wing here. Takes a dribble. Now fires it to Bush. Back over to Alexander. Inside to Mackenzie Jensen, and she's tied up. And the Albia Blue Demons will get the on the alternating possession. She brought that ball down, and that's a mistake.
That's...
Every time that'll happen.
And it's a tough habit to break. Oh, man, as a player, as a coach, it's just difficult to get that through. Here comes Clark with it. Goes inside. Nice pass to Bettis. On the block, puts it up this time. She gets it to go down. Albia trailing by 10 here as we go under 1 minute to play in the first half.
Pass to Emma Tanner inside to Bush. She whirls, gives it to Emma Tanner, and she just watched it roll away from her. Luckily, Allgood picks it up for the Rockets. Gets it over to Alexander. She wheels, and she is fouled as she penetrated the lane and put up a shot. 20-10 is her score with 36.5 seconds left, and the Rockets will trigger it from out of bounds. She's kind of holding her neck.
She came down pretty awkward on that.
Went through a concussion there and had to get out of a couple of ball games. She had to sit out. Chanel Bush tries a three ball from the corner. No, ball is loose. Allgood is able to track it down for the Rockets. Three ball on the way from Alexander. No, the ball is loose again. Alexander picks it up, and she is called for traveling. She got into a little fix there with a couple of Blue Demons, and she stepped.
How could you not love the effort, though? You know, that's fun to watch. You know, she just kept on bringing it. Here comes a drive by Clark. Gets it off to Bettis. To the right side it goes. I'll be moving the ball around, but only 10 on the clock here in this first half. Here's a steal at the midcourt. Here comes the Rockets.
Alexander is able to convert there at the buzzer.
Well, turnovers and easy baskets were the story in the transition for the Rockets, and the Lady D's find themselves trailing by a dozen at the halftime break. Pat Powers, Jason Simers will bring you a halftime stat. Jack and Johnny Flattery are going to get his calculator out, his take his socks off, in other words, and get the points added up for us, and we'll come back, wrap up some eyes this first half. Don't go anywhere. More exciting Lady D and Blue Demon basketball along with the Rockets tonight on this doubleheader. Don't go anywhere.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Combine and combine, same word, two different meanings. But you can do and get both at your local Barker Implement. Combine great interest options, payment solutions, and the John Deere Barker Uptime Promise, guaranteed to reduce the risk of downtime this fall. The Uptime Promise guarantee helps you control unnecessary repair costs and gives you priority service in the event of a problem. Combine for your John Deere Combine. It's a win-win for you this harvest, and you can learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Hi, I'm Catherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
22-10, your halftime score. Rockets out in front of Lady D's in this boy-girl doubleheader. Pat Powers joining me here courtside. Dan Stocker will come in. And I want to see Dan squeeze into this this table we got up here. I've got about a 3-inch clearance between my belly button and the table and the wall. And Dan is a good foot taller than I am. This will be interesting to see where his knees end up.
He's going to have to be a contortionist indeed. We got a little bit of halftime entertainment here. The after prom committee is taking dollars out of people's hands. They get to shoot a free throw, and if they make it, they get their choice of a 2-liter pop that's at midcourt, and kind of a nice little deal here. The people from the other side come over and say, hey, I can do that, and of course the old-time alumni, they come in and say it's just like old times, and sometimes they embarrass themselves, but it sure is fun to watch them do the free throw contest.
Is that Lepley down there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, heck, you know, all those years of
Leffler.
Playing. Leffler. I said Lepley.
There
I meant Leffler. Gee, man, he's Christmas. You know, all the days of playing Little League Baseball, and he helped coach my 11- and 12-year-old All-Star team just a few moons ago. A couple.
I hate telling people how many years it's been. 25 years it's been here at Eddyville-Blakesburg, and now Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. And it seems like yesterday. But it's interesting to watch the kids come back that have graduated from years ago and reminisce. In fact, we had alumni come just today to talk about old times. And he was actually putting out a flyer to help out the Lauren Ledington family. There's going to be a fundraiser down at Pizza Ranch in Tumwa. That's going to happen on January 17th. And it's called Tips and Donations Night. And all your tips that you give for the service goes to the Ledington family, and 10% of your bill, Pizza Ranch will donate that to the Lauren Ledington family. So that's a nice gesture on their
part.
It's a good thing for them to do that promotion.
Well, that's a great – it's in the 17th, is that what you said?
Correct, January 17th.
All right, we'll make sure that we get that up on the website. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC, Albia, Iowa. We're broadcasting live tonight from Eddyville-Blakesburg, Fremont. I've got to get used to adding that Fremont in all these years of doing Eddyville-Blakesburg, but we now got to add the Fremont in. We're at the high school, and we're broadcasting this boy-girl doubleheader tonight. And Pat, any surprises out of that first half for you?
Well, I was surprised that the Rocket defense was as difficult as they were tonight. I knew that they get the turnovers, but holding Albia to 10 points was kind of surprising to me. The offensive firepower for the Rockets was somewhat what I expected. Some three balls early to get the scoring going, and then they went inside the paint a couple times to get some easy buckets in the paint. They got fouled, went to the line. Our free throw shooting has been good tonight, so see if we can continue that on in the second half.
Handling the pressure. That is the key for the Lady D's, and we're going to find out if they can handle that when we come back. You're listening to this sports-exclusive South Central Conference basketball. The Rockets, the Blue Demons, and the Lady D's are going to go at it after this timeout.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Sida, tonight's boy-girl doubleheader. Pat Power sitting next to me here. And, Pat, you got the official stats from our statistician, Jack and Johnny Flattery, and he is putting his sock back on, so I'm sure these are accurate numbers.
Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson lead the charge for the Lady D's. They both have 5 points to make up for that 10 points on the Albia side. On the Rocket side, Emma Tanner with 5, Jared Jensen with 5, Mackenzie Jensen with 2, Shelby Allgood with a 3-ball, Tosh Alexander with 4 points, and Chanel Bush with the early 3-ball to start the scoring for the Rockets. That's 22 for the Rockets here to start the second half, third quarter. 22-10 goes the Rockets here as we're being held up just a skosh for the start of the third quarter. There's the whistle. And the ball inbounds to Tosh Alexander. Comes over here on the left side. The Lady D's open up in a 2-3 zone. Chanel Bush tries to get it inside. It's kicked by the Lady D's. Well, and it seemed like their defensive pressure is a lot better than at the start of the game.
Yeah, we were really sitting back in that zone defense and did not do a good job of moving our feet on the ball reversal. It's gotten better. But the Rockets have been pretty good from outside. And I'd tell you that zone may work right into your guys' hands.
They tried to force that ball in there. Dyson was able to bat it away. Pass to Alexander inside to Bush.
Pass.
She takes it. She takes a dribble and then passes it back out and then was called for 3 seconds in the lane. She should have went up for the shot.
That's the 4 3-second call that we've had tonight on these two teams. Three for you guys and one for the Lady D's.
2-1-2 pressure.
Oh, I love this type of pressure. Not if you have to face it, but here comes Garver. Picks up her dribble, gets it out front. Albia breaks the press. Right side it goes, nearly stolen away. Good hustle there by the Rockets.
Kenzie Jensen almost came up with the steal and had the coast-to-coast slam right available for her, but she wasn't able to come up with the control of the ball.
She about inbounded it for the Lady D's. She went over there to take the ball on the inbounds.
Well, you can't blame her for trying. All right, way. Rockets like with the 2-3 zone.
Albia looking for its first basket of the second half. Trails here by a dozen. Good ball movement here. Garver goes to the right side. Bosser with looking. Cross court it goes. Griffin back out top to Garver. To Bosser. Nothing inside. It goes to Dyson. Picked up by Bettis. Bettis puts it up on the block. Shot up no good. Gets her own rebound. Turns in the lane. Spins off the glass. Good. Good second and third effort there by Brooke Bettis. And Albia, which struggled to get more than one look at the basket, was able to get three that time.
Good job by Bettis to pound the glass and put it up and in. Rockets now around the three-point circle. Throws it to Tanner on the wing. Takes a dribble back to Bush in between the circles. Fires up a three ball and hits it.
That's a really good ball movement. You can do that with that kind of shooting. That zone gets to be fun as an offensive player. Here comes a pass inside. Bossert in the lane. Puts it up. Good. Taking Bossert on the feed from Garver. Albie trails by 11, 25-14, just underway here, third period.
Nice job by Bossert to take it into the paint there, unintimidated by any of the Rockets. Puts it up and in. Tanner on the wing, passes it to Alexander. Three ball on the way. And they're going to call a foul before the shot.
Was it
she
before?
Made it. They're going to talk about it. Let's see what happens. No. Alexander hit that three ball, but foul happened before the shot, and the Rockets are going to trigger it in underneath the hoop, but came at an inopportune time for the Rockets.
That was a good break for the Lady D's to have a foul called. There's a pass inside on the block, double team by the Blue Demons, or Lady D's.
Back out to Alexander. She's going to try another three. No. Loose ball and still battled for, but they're going to call a foul on Mackenzie Jensen. She was scrapping for that rebound.
Well, Jenna McClain probably has a 3-4 minimum inch advantage, and she's been using it well the latter part of that second quarter. She really came in and provided a presence on the inside, particularly defensively. Here comes the pressure, and the Rockets get the turnover.
Pass to Emma Tanner. She puts it in on the fast break, and there's a quick timeout by the Lady D's with the 5:42 mark. Rockets with the lead, 27-14. We'll send it back to you. Don't go away. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing this month, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change, federally insured by the NCUA.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The pressure by the Rockets keeps coming, and after the timeout, Albie gives up another turnover and a basket, and once again, that Rocket pressure, three straight possessions, provides a turnover for the Rockets.
And they've converted twice. Let's see what happens now. Jared Jensen, top of key. Emma Tanner, and she took a trip, and the referee from the farthest away calls that infraction. There was a guy under the hoop and a guy right by the wing, but nevertheless, the call was made, and the turnover leaves the Rockets without any points that particular time.
15-point Rocket lead. They've been able to run off four straight points on turnovers. Here comes Clark to the corner, goes crawl, double team. Dribbles it off, hands it off to Clark, and she'll push it to the top of the circle to Griffin. Griffin open for three, long ball on the way off the back of the iron. No good, rebound by Bettis. Bettis in the lane, puts a shot up. She has it partially blocked, gets her own rebound, fights for it, gets on the block. Again off the iron, no good, rebound loose, and out of bounds, last touch by the Rockets.
Mackenzie Jensen was scrapping for that ball with Crawl, and she had her knee on the out-of-bounds line. Underneath the hoop will trigger it in for the Lady D's.
Clark with it. Double team. Tries to get it to Bettis. Taken away by the Rockets. They'll push it ahead.
Emma Tanner passes it to Mackenzie Jensen.
Oh, wow.
And a nice bucket by Mackenzie Jensen for her first two in the second half.
A reach in by the Rockets. But you see that they're that. And Albia, when it runs his press well, will get the same results. Those the press turns into baskets, that turns into the press, that turns into baskets. And when you get that defense going, get some momentum, boy, I'll tell you, the confidence level goes skyrocketing.
Yes, it does. Lady D's break the press, get it inside, bat it away, ball is loose. Jensen on the floor, passes it in. Albia has it, shot on the way, and no good. Kenzie clears it, and there's a foul on number 21. Who is that, Bothered?
That is Mackenzie Griffin.
Griffin.
Well, that was a madhouse of action.
Rockets have it 31-14 at the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. And they'll bring it up. Pass to Emma Tanner on the wing, right side. Jared Jensen, top of the key. Bush says, heck, I'll take a shot. No good. Scrap for the rebound. Nice job by McLean.
But the Rockets just keep that pressure coming. Boy, I'll tell you, that can wear on a team, and it has. Ladies have fallen victim to that pressure numerous times tonight, and we're going to have a foul, a reach-in foul on the Rockets as Cassie Crawl on the far right wing found herself in a double team, tried to step through it, presented the ball out there. It was just too tempting.
Coach Fenton has dialed up the intensity on both ends of the court here for the Rockets. Defensively, Sadie Boffer is in there now. Jared Jensen is down on the baseline. Sitting down was Emma Tanner. She's got two fouls. Shot on the way is good.
Nice job of feeling the pressure coming at her. Cassie Crawl got on the left wing. Let the defender go by her. Took a dribble in. Put the shot up and gets it to go. Here's a pass inside. Stolen away. Clark. Nope. Loose. And McLean. Jenna McLean.
Uses her height to get that ball.
She's done a great job providing the presence inside for the Lady D's tonight. Here comes Clark with it, and she'll double team. Or double dribble.
Double dribbled indeed. Tasha Alexander was creating some havoc. She kind of laid off of her just a skosh, and then she double dribbled after the pressure was released. 3:05 on the clock, 31-16 Rockets lead over the Lady D's from Albia. Tasha Alexander taking a peek. Rockets in motion. Passes it inside. Another pass inside. It's loose. The scrap before is out of bounds to Albia. So a turnover without getting a shot. You don't like to see that, but the defense now will come to life for the Rockets.
That depends on what color jersey you're rooting for, buddy. I thought it looked pretty good from over here.
All right.
Just give me a hard time. Here comes the Lady D's. Griffin to the corner goes Crawl. Crawl, three ball in the way. Off, no good. Rebound backside up, no good. Brooke Bettis will follow. She'll get this one to go down. Three attempts, and Albia finally gets it to fall through and has got the lead trimmed down to 13 here, 31-18.
Using their height to get that rebound makes a big difference. Yep. The Albia girls a little bit taller than the Rockets, and Chanel Bush double dribbled on that pass inside to her.
Albia on a 4-0 run here. Kind of get a little momentum going back its direction.
Coach
lead Fenton was 17.
Voices his displeasure a little bit.
Clark with it. Gets it across the timeline, and she'll have it tipped off her leg and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Rockets.
I thought Mackenzie Jensen was going to get rung up for a number three, but she was able to deflect that ball off of the gal's leg and out of bounds. Rockets take it. They come up the court. Sadie Boffer on the wing. Over to Jared Jensen. Now Alexander, three ball on the way. Yes.
Beautiful shot.
Tasha Alexander.
Wow.
She's got five in the second half.
And you got to back off her just a little bit. When she has the basketball, you really don't want to go. Here's a turnover by the Lady D's once again. 34-18. But when she has the ball on the wing, you have to sag back and give her that respect because you've got to worry about her dribbling by you. She's that athletic and quick.
Yeah, she's got that speed to get by you for sure. Boffer on the wing for the Rockets. Over here to Jared Jensen in between the circles. Chanel Bush on the left wing passes it back to Tasha. Tasha dribbles inside. Boffer on the wing. Gosh. She was expecting Tasha to keep going to the basket. She didn't. And now the Rockets are trying to get it turnover created, and Tosh Alexander ties her up. And it'll be Blue Demon basketball.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we've watched over the years is this group of seniors for the Rockets. They went through some of the same struggle, these sophomores for the Lady Ds. There was three sophomores out on the court that last time, and one of them was the one that lost the dribble there. They've got it. They'll gain that confidence. They'll get those experiences just like that and know how to deal with it in the future.
You gotta start somewhere.
Amen.
You got to build from the down up. Nice pass up ahead to the Lady Ds.
Brawl goes baseline, puts a shot up, and is fouled on the attempt, and she'll have free throws coming.
Paige Rex stuck her hand up here. She just got into the game and created that foul. Crawl took that ball, and she's had a quick shot. She doesn't mess around or look at the hoop very long. She'll put that puppy up right away. First attempt is up and good. Nothing good but
shot.
Net.
Well, Cassie starting to build that confidence in her game as well.
Three points for her this second half.
Good athlete.
Another shot in. Good job by Cassie Crawl. 34-20 goes the Rockets here with a 1:09 left in the third quarter. All good with the ball. Passes it inside to Jared Jensen. She kicks it out to Bush. Three ball on the way by Chanel. No. Long rebound. And it's scrapped for. Jared Jensen got tangled up there with 21 Griffith. And they're going to call it on Griffith. Third foul on the Ladies' D's. The second half, four for the Rockets. Rockets will trigger it in from the right side of the hoop.
A name we have not mentioned in this entire third quarter and for better half of the second quarter is Katie Dyson, and she is so important to this team, and she got those three fouls and has been sitting over there on the bench. Here's a turnover.
Ball forced inside, stolen away by the Lady Ds.
14-point deficit. Left side it goes, Crawl. Three-point on the way. Good! Cassie Crawl. Ring the bell, drains the three. Albie trails by 11.
Seven for her in the second half, and she has caught fire for the Lady Ds. They needed a boost, and she's providing it there. All good. Taking a look. Dribbles it once. Fires up a three. No, way short. Excuse me, way long. And the ball is cleared out of there by the Albie Lady Ds, and up the court they come.
Clark with it. Goes to the left side. Garver. She's open. Goes back out top to Clark. Left side again. Albie moving the ball around. Bettis with it. She's double-teamed.
Rockets need to know where 11 is. She fires it up. No good. And a rebound by CeeDee Boffer. 5 seconds left. She passes it ahead to Bush. She takes a couple dribbles.
Oh, what a
far
move.
Shot. And it's off the mark.
What
at
a move.
At the end of the third quarter, 34-23. She had a good look at it.
We had twice as much offense in that one period than we had the entire first half for the Lady Ds. And much more flow to the second half of this third quarter. I think we're in for a nice end to this basketball game.
That's exactly right. 34-23, you're listening to Eddyville, Blakeburg, Fremont Rocket basketball and Lady D basketball. We'll be right back after these messages from your sponsor, KIIC 96.7.
Combine and combine, same word, two different meanings. But you can do and get both at your local Barker Implement. Combine great interest options, payment solutions, and the John Deere Barker Uptime Promise, guaranteed to reduce the risk of downtime this fall. The Uptime Promise guarantee helps you control unnecessary repair costs and gives you priority service in the event of a problem. Combine for your John Deere Combine. It's a win-win for you this harvest, and you can learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Rockets will get the basketball to open up this fourth and final quarter in this first game for our boy-girl doubleheader. We got a good one for you. Rockets had as much as a 17-point lead. Albia's been able to triple it down back to 11. The Rockets put on a press show here. Here's a steal by the Lady Ds.
Bettis come to play here. Alexander now trying to put some pressure on the ball.
Garver with it. Inside it goes. Dyson, who just checked in, up off the glass. Good. Katie Dyson, and Albia has the lead down to single digits. Looked like the Rockets were going to run away with this thing midway through the third quarter, but Albia's fought back here.
She didn't play a minute in the third,
nope. And
she makes her presence felt on the first possession in the fourth quarter for her first 2 points. Jared Jensen with a long
nice
shot.
Three.
No. Ball is loose. picked up by the Lady D's.
Well, the Rockets have kind of went cold offensively here. Now just kind of picked a little spark. Here's a pass that nearly gets turned over, but Griffin chases it down.
Credit the Lady D defense for that. Yeah. Coach Ochsenbach told him, you better be playing defense to get into this sucker.
Here's Bettis with the baseline, spins, puts a shot up, and we're going to have a travel. Yep, looked like unless you're Dan Stock or the contortionist, your body can't move that way without shuffling your feet.
You've got to give that Bettis girl credit for that. She was wheeling and dealing, trying to get that shot off.
Well, Brooke is a competitor and an outstanding athlete. She'll give everything she got. Here's a dribble drive. It's loose, and that should have been a foul, but nothing called. Albie dodged the bullet, but the Rockets get the basket.
Jared Jensen was able to pick up that loose ball and get her first 2 points of the second half.
Here comes the Lady D's across the timeline. The Bosser. Bosser dribbles in, goes to Bettis. Bettis looking inside, nothing there. Albie will move the ball around the top of the circle. Bosser, cross court it goes. Open for three, and it's Kinsey Griffin's three ball, no good. Rebound, and we're going to have a foul. And they're going to call it on Katie Dyson.
And the Albia coaching staff does not agree with that call. At best, it should have been a no call. Both girls.
They were shoulder to shoulder, and the angle was not right for either one of them really to go over the back of the other.
Oh, yeah. But no question. Questionable call. And he's probably going to get teed up here if he doesn't watch it. But he had a beef, that's for sure. He had a legitimate gripe. 36-25, Rockets with the 11-point lead. And here we go at 6:15 in the contest. Alexander pushes it to Emma Tanner on the wing. Back to Jared Jensen. Ooh. Over to Tasha on the sideline. Emma fires it into McKenzie. She turns puts it up and
shot.
In.
She had to go over McLean to get that done. That was not easy.
Jensen rings the bell in the paint for her 6 point of the night.
Here comes that pressure again by the Rockets. And that's the second worst thing of having the Rockets make a basket. You've got to face their pressure.
There might have been a payback call there. Jared Jensen gets called for the block. I didn't think she was riding her too hard, but they give her a call on that. That might be the sixth foul on the Rockets. Unless I looked up there too slow. Five fouls on the Rockets. Four on the Lady D's this half.
Garver open just inside the three line. Leaves it short. No good. Fights for her own rebound. It's going to be tipped and last touched. Now they're going to get back to Albie. We'll take that.
Chanel Bush battling it, tipped off of her.
Well, the Rockets had a 17-point lead midway through the third quarter. Albie trimmed it down to 9 points just 2 minutes ago. Now the Rockets on a run themselves, and now the lead back to 13. So Albie's got to get something going here early. It's a steal.
Tasha Alexander takes it coast to coast, puts it up and in. Tasha Alexander with her 7 points here in the second half.
That is basketball instinct and athleticism. She anticipated the passing lane, stepped in, and had the athletic ability to take it all the way. Shot here by Griffin.
Emma Tanner hammered her on the way up. She should have let her go. But like too many things in life, you cannot stay away from it. Fouled her on the way up.
I try to avoid John all I can. Just can't do it. First one by Griffin is good. Just a sophomore. Lots of sophomores on this Lady D team. Young players getting some real important minutes, and that's going to bode well for the future. Second one on the way. It's up. It is good.
Unofficially, her first 2 points of the contest. 5:10 left in this ball game. Emma Tanner kicks it to Kenzie. Dribbles in. Shot on the way. No good. And Bettis clears the glass.
Comes Griffin, tries to cross it over, has it tipped away. She'll recover. No, ball still loose. The Rockets fighting for it, and hits a mad scramble on the court, and a travel.
Well, Kenzie Jensen did the old volleyball roll, and they called her on it. She had possession, and then she rolled over, and they called the travel. You got to give her credit for the hustle.
I
Coach
love
Fenton is going to call timeout here at the 4:50 mark. Rockets lead 40-27. Go ahead and sign us out.
Well,
Jason,
let's take a timeout as well. We'll gather our breath and come back with the final 4:50 of this first of our doubleheader tonight. Albie trails 40-27. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball and your sports leader, KIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albie Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albie Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup.
From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
You're listening to Albee Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
After the timeout, ladies, we have the basketball trying to find their way back. They're trailing by 13. Rockets did have it out as much as 17, and the ladies trimmed it to 9 before this last 4-0 run by the Rockets. Here come the Lady D's with the basketball. Bettis head fakes by the defender, but she'll kick it back outside. Griffin's three ball on the way. A little short, no good. McLean with the rebound up off the glass and good. Jenna McLean, a presence on the inside here for the Lady D's.
That's her first two on the evening. They're good job with her height. She was able to reach over the Rocket defender and put it up and in off the glass. Rockets go to a four-corner. And have you seen that before? Not for a long time. Now they wheel and deal. Jared Jensen pushes it out to Emma Tanner. Bush on the three-point line, dribbles it inside, back out to Emma Tanner. She's in trouble now. Gets it to Alexander. She tries to take it the distance, and we got a jump ball called, and the Lady D's will get it on the alternate possession.
Well, you know, you don't see the four corners very often, but smart coaching will do that when you're playing a team that's struggling offensively. And the last four or five trips, the Rockets have really pushed their offense a little bit too fast. So that was a good call by Coach Fenton. Although you don't want to sit back and get yourself in a place where you lose some momentum. Here comes the Lady D's trying to trim this lead down into single digits.
You can bet a hand will be in the face of young crawl girl. There's a three ball on the
way.
Oh, good.
A beautiful
nice
shot
job
out of the sophomore. Mackenzie Griffin drains the three. Albia has got this lead down. Oh, they called her on the line. It was a two. The lead down just to 9 points. And they're going to spread them out. Four corner it again.
See, what surprised me last time when the Rockets ran that four corners, they put it into Chanel Bush, and then they started to go in. I think they'll stay out a little bit further and make Albia play defense, try to get a back door.
Well, it looks
Emma
like
Tanner being counted. There's a throwaway right there, Chanel Bush.
Oh, they're going to say it tipped off about.
I didn't see that. Did you, Jason?
Yeah, actually, and Coach Jochenbach shook his head. He confirmed. Not much, I'm going to tell you that.
No, I thought she threw it away blatantly inside. Jared Jensen throws it in.
Oh, nice tip, and there's a foul.
But that's a foul to give, so nothing hurt, nothing gained on that as the Rockets will get it out of bounds on the sideline again.
I think we're going to be in for a long exhibition of free throws similar to what we saw at halftime.
3:01 on the clock into Alexander goes. She dribbles it. Passes it out to Emma Tanner, passes it out to Alexander. She's across the way, and now she drives, tries to force it, and it's turned over again to the Lady D's.
And we just got away with the double dribble, and here is a pass.
It was tipped by Emma Tanner and went off Crawl's hands. The Rockets will have it.
And that'll be something that sophomore will grow into. It's going to be a good one. She's got 5 points tonight, Mackenzie Griffin. Good athleticism.
All right. Alexander with the ball. Four corners. Dribbling it. Tries to penetrate. Dishes it out to Mackenzie Jensen. A long shot that shouldn't have been taken. Bush with the rebound. She tries to go up, and she got fouled.
She split the double team on the block. And that is a presence of mind of knowing where your body's at in relationship to the defender. She felt them with their hips, spun into the lane, split the double team, and got a decent shot off. Going to get her free throws right here.
All right. The senior from Eddyville, Chanel Bush, eyes the rim, puts it up, and it's too hard.
I'm a little surprised that we haven't went to fouling much sooner in the four corners.
Team fouls are tied at 6. 2:21 left on the clock. Bush with the second shot on the way. It's too hard as well. Battle for the ball. It's tipped. And saved by Albia, and she was out of bounds. Griffith caught the ball, but she must have been stepping on the line, and a timeout by Eddyville.
22nd timeout.
You want to keep it right here?
Let's just keep it right here. Final 20 seconds. Our timeout at bring us back with 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter here. Albia trails by 9. It's a bit back and forth. I did like the coaching decision to go to the four corners. I think Coach Achenbach's going to now counter from here on out and really force the Rockets to go to the free throw line, and I think you'll see the foul much earlier in the offensive process.
With the three-point line, no team is ever out if they're within 10 points.
You're a three baskets.
With 2 minutes left on the clock. Yeah. So it's going to be a game of cat and mouse. Mm-hmm. These two have been seen each other for quite a few years. They know each other's tendencies. And it's going to see who executes it the best now.
Yeah, this is where you know the coaching staff, and you want to be able to communicate who it is you need to be fouling. Here's an entry pass. Down low it goes, and this one's going to go out of bounds, and Albie will get the turnover. No need to foul there.
Jared Jensen tried to get an inside pass there to one of her teammates, and it went off of her hands. I think the idea was good, but I wouldn't have run that play that quick soon. Here comes Albia.
It's just too tempting sometimes. Here comes McKenzie Griffin, three ball on the way, up off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Brooke Bettis. She's tied up. Jump ball, and this one's going to go to the Rockets.
Jared Jensen was able to climb the ladder for that one. Bettis was on the other side of that jump ball. But the Rockets will have it, and Albia comes up for full court pressure.
Yeah, you're definitely going to bring the pressure here, but not recognizing what zone press they're in. Here comes Alexander trying to break down the defense, and she's going to turn it over.
Ooh, they called a foul first.
Oh, we'll take it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, you'll take it.
I guess I will take it. They'll take Tasha to the line. She'll
may
have
been
one
reason she moved her feet a couple extra times with the fact she was being pushed. That's always a possibility. It's hard to see with these blue goggles I got on. But
one and maybe at the 1:59. We're under 2 minutes here at Eddyville. 40-31 goes the Rockets. With the clock stopped, Tasha Alexander will toe the line for the 1-1. Takes a couple of dribbles. Eyes the hoop. Puts it up and in. Yeah, ice water in her veins.
I don't know what her free throw percentage on the season is, but it's got to be in the 60s, which is a really solid number for a high school player.
Actually, it's 41.7.
Really? She's got such a nice rotation and touch.
Miss on that. Battle for McLean has it. Almost into the turnover for the Rockets, but whoa.
Yeah,
it's going to be a Blue Demon ball. One referee went the wrong way, and he had a lot of help to get that fixed.
Yeah, he was getting the entire coaching staff over on the Albie bench, a little assistance there, along with the Albie fans. As you would expect, a nice a big crowd tonight. Clark with it. Sarah Clark breaks the double team, gets it up to Griffin. Griffin dribbles ahead, pulls up. Nothing there. He's got to get rid of it. And has the ball tipped away, gets it to Clark up top. A minute 38 to go. To the corner goes Bettis, double team, finds Clark. Albia struggling to get the passing lanes here. Cassie Kroll, baseline, puts a shot up, has it partially blocked. Bettis gets the shot up recovered, and a foul from behind. A late whistle coming in, but that will be free throws, I believe, for Bettis.
1-1 coming up for her with a buck.
Oh, they're going to call the shooting foul.
I'll be darned. Bettis will go to line for two then with a buck 24 on the clock. 41-31, Rockets lead.
I told you this is going to be a free throw contest here.
61.5% on the year. Can't get that one to go.
Abby will bring the substitutes. He'll substitute defense for offense. Bettis will get the second shot here. For Albie, the foul right away. Second one up. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Jared Jensen cleared the glass up ahead. Chanel Bush is open on the side, but they don't see her. I'd run that four corners again, see what happens here. Alexander passes it to Emma Tanner. Back to Jared Jensen. And what do we got here?
We're going to have a foul, I believe, up top. And that was not much of a foul. But the attempt was there, and I like the fact the official noticed that, so you don't have people just starting pounding on each other.
Jared Jensen will go to the line, 67% on the year with a buck 9 on the clock, 41-31. And like you said earlier, Jason, the scoring has dropped off significantly for the Rockets. Shot up, no good. Scrap for the ball. The Lady D's come out of there.
Sarah Clark pushes up on the left side. Spins, picks up her dribble. Double teamed. Finds Cassie Crawl. Crawl inside the three line. Shot up off the back of the iron. No good. McLean with the rebound. Can't get the fall. Follows her shot again. Has a tip. Still fighting for it. The ball on the ground. Loose. And we have the jump ball. This time it will be retained by the Lady D's. They've got a deficit here of 10 points. They're going to have to score quickly.
You got to love the effort on both squads, though, on that battle of the boards. McLean able to tip it and keep it to herself. Jared Jensen, as soon as that ball came down, she was after it. Pass is tipped back by Emma Tanner. Albia Blue Demons will have it a little further away from the basket now.
Crawl will inbound. Goes to Bettis. Bettis picks up a dribble, goes to the corner to Crawl. Crawl, three ball on the way, off the iron, no good. Backside rebound taken away by the Rockets to clear it out. Albia's going to have to foul. They need to recognize they need to foul right away.
Jared Jensen takes it in. Bush with a three ball. Why are you shooting a three? No good. Long rebound is fought for.
Call timeout. Timeout called by the Lady D's.
Is Albia with the rebound. They call timeout, 29 seconds. And with that scrap of the ball, Albia will retain possession. I don't understand why you shoot that three ball in that position.
Well, you know, you also have to wonder why you allowed them to dribble all the way down the court without creating a foul. I think these are the moments that make coaches gain that gray hair. And I noticed a little bit on Coach Fenton and Coach Jochenbach. They've got their battle wounds, and it is in the form of gray hair.
Snowtop Mountain.
Yes, right.
I'm there as well. But it's been an exciting game, though.
This has been
fun.
The gym
is packed. It's going to be a pressure cooker in the next game. Both teams 4-3, the Albia boys and the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont boys. It'll be a good battle. Albia boys looking for that first conference win. Lady D's ready to trigger it in with 29 seconds left.
Pressure applied by the Rockets. A little sagging off pressure. Here comes Griffin, gets it across the timeline. Right corner, it goes Crawl. Goes inside, it's taken away by the Rockets in final 18 seconds. Now you probably don't want a foul, but we do.
And that's okay. Send Kenzie Jensen to the line. See how she does with the one and maybe.
Yep.
This will be the last one and one, but there's only 15.7 seconds left in the ball game here. Rockets will be able to wrap it up here, but.
Yeah, get these two and. I think you can put the icing on the cake. First one is good.
That's her third point in the second half for Kenzie Jensen, the senior from Lakesburg, Iowa. Next shot up and in and out.
Nice looking shot. Not able to get the ball.
Chanel Bush fouled on that rebound. And Coach Fenton, not quite sure why that happened, but... only a couple seconds go off the clock, and we'll make the parade down to the other end.
And I
to see a young Bettis girl to go to the total line on the free throw.
I've seen Coach Achenbach and Haywood giving signals to the girls not to foul. You know, at some point in the game, you concede the win, and you don't have to bloody up the other team. Here comes the Rockets. Albie will fall back, and the Rockets are going to get the win. You know, Pat, you mentioned it earlier, the Rockets' pressure defense when we set up the game, that that's what they'd like to do and get up and down the court. That pressure defense through the ball game weighed on the Albia young basketball players. Those turnovers turned into baskets, was turned into more press, was turned into more baskets, and that was the difference in the ball game. And the cold shooting by the ladies in early going, but I think that had a heck of a lot to do with the tough defense put on by the Rockets.
They were able to do that to make their hay, so to speak, in the third quarter, extend that lead to 17, I believe, at one time, and they were able to hold off a little bit of cold shooting by the Rockets there in the fourth quarter. But they come away with a win, 42-31 against the Albia Lady D's. Rockets move to 500 on the year, 4-4 overall, and that should put them at 3-1 in the conference, whereas the Lady D's fall to 2-7 overall on the year. But plenty of basketball to play yet. They'll be back on the court soon, I'm sure. I know the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont gang's got ball games tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, so they'll be hitting the hardwood right away, right again.
Yeah, this is the time of season where there is no sleep. You just this becomes a track in the middle of winter. Yeah, if you're out for sports or a parent of one of these kids, you get your running shoes on and you go to bed with them on because you got to sleep fast.
I think you'll stay a little warmer that way.
Mother Nature's been kind to us here. Maybe you brought back some of that Florida weather.
I'll tell you what, the 80-degree weather was nice. The kids even thought I had a little bit of a tan or got some sun. I didn't think that it was any different, but yeah, I'm usually lily white, so I must have gotten something.
Well, the spots where we might see the difference, I don't want to see, Pat. That's all I'm saying. 42-31, your final here in our first game of our doubleheader. A great effort by the Rockets, the Lady D's with an excellent comeback. They come up short, but they left us entertained, and we're going to take a timeout. Come back, set up the second game. Dan Stocker will squeeze and contortion his way into this this booth, if you want to call it that, here courtside. And you're listening to the South Central Conference doubleheader on your sports leader, KIC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.